Welcome back to It's Debatable Podcast with Doug and Shram.
Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything just for the sake of arguing. My name's Doug, and as always, I'm debating my friend, my pal. Some say he is the Roger to my Doug Funny. Steven Shram. Steve Shram, how are you doing today?
Good, man. That's the first comparison that I actually thoroughly enjoyed.
You like Roger?
I like Doug, the cartoon.
I'm the hero, and you're the villain.
Depends on which eyes you watch it through.
And you're wearing a leather jacket in high school. Well, great. So this is the part where I ask you something, and we'll see if you're ready to answer it. Real simple. What's your worst fear?
Worst fear would be losing this debate that we're about to do right now.
That's your worst fear? There's a lot of scary things in this world.
Or dying in a fire.
Okay, we got it. Okay, dying in a fire. Great. All right, and then before we introduce our judge, we have our producer, our extraordinaire, Jeffrey Scott William Poland III. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, Doug. How are you?
Great. You sound great today. I love the sound coming from over there. So what is your worst fear?
Spiders.
Spiders.
Terrified of spiders.
Thank you. Something that's,
And actually, it was really quick. I don't know what took him so long.
I know. It's just supposed to be the first thing. Then I don't even think he's scared of that. He didn't want to tell us his fear.
Usually he's on his toes, too.
I know.
I don't know.
He thought if he told us his real fear, then we'd throw it in his face one day. All right. And then back to Judge. The man. Eric. Vesper.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for having me back on. I guess I didn't embarrass myself too much, so let's do it again.
Yeah, before you introduce the topic, what's your worst fear?
Oh, God. Missing out.
Whoa.
Yeah, right?
FOMO?
FOMO. Wow.
Dude, I'm bad with it. I base my life around it.
I think us saying FOMO is a perfect lead-in to today's topic.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that I obviously am passionate about, but it's a topic that's really interesting, too, because it's almost like a new school versus old school argument, but there are still a lot of younger folk that don't feel that or have strong opinions on this. And it's whether esports, video games, e-gaming, as Doug likes to call it, is that an actual sport? Does it fit in your mold, in your opinion, of whatever defines sporting? So that's going to be interesting to figure out what you guys, because that's one of my initial questions, what do you guys think sports are? And I'm excited to see how you guys are leaning. Now, I'm told that Shram is for it here, so Shram is agreeing that esports should be considered actual sports, and Doug, being the negative Nancy he is.
Boo.
Just kidding, Doug's great. Doug says it is not a sport. Doug is a better athlete than Steve, so that makes sense.
Oh, thank you.
So let's get it started. I don't know who's going first. I mean, you're great, Steve, too.
It's not a sport. You just can't put it in that category. There are already so many sports, I'm doing air quotes right now, that aren't sports. Curling, darts, bowling, billiards. And then you have e-gaming. Somebody's sitting there with the controller in their hand, and that's supposed to be some kind of athletic. Where's the agility? Where's the training? All they're doing is just playing video games all day long. I knew a lot of people that slept in their parents' basement that I guess they're athletes now. Are they athletes? Is that what we're doing? Is this going to change society?
I mean, yeah, I'm already upset now that you're saying curling isn't a sport. We're from South Plainfield, and curling is our national sport of South Plainfield. We have the club in our town here. But, Steve, give me your opening thoughts here on esports.
You actually took the words out of my mouth. Away from esports for a second, I was offended by the curling thing, too. Jeez. I was going to mention something.
Rough start, Doug.
It literally happens in the Olympics. So to say, air quote that, something that's in the Olympics was ridiculous. But to get back to the topic at hand, Doug mentioned training and things like that. Esports is a sport. How do you define a sport? Anything that you could do competitively at a professional level and probably get paid for, that exists right now. That training, where you say you're just sitting in the basement, that is the training. Anything that, you could be sponsored by, you can make money on, you could literally go into these arenas. I mean, they're building arenas right now, esport arenas, for people to come in and sit and watch people competitively play video games. Sports are a competitive thing. And if you're professionally playing competitively video games, then you're playing a sport, for sure. And the training that does go into it, listen, I play video games here and there. I freaking suck at them. But there are people that play a ton, like a lot, and they're really good. And for them to be picked up and sponsored, there's teams, there's single activities, there's bunch of different ways that you can do it. But if you can do it professionally for money, then yeah, definitely consider it a sport.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want you to go through all your points now. That's a good opener here. So now, in terms of like the actual sport. So Doug, you're not defining it as a sport. I mean, I personally get pretty sweaty when I play video games. That could be for other reasons as well. But what are, like talking about the health concerns? Like, you're saying kids, like, you know, just sit in their parents' basement and play these games and stuff. It probably would be a little concerning, right, if they're not getting the exercise and stuff like that. We're going to have a generation of the guy from South Park, that episode where he's sitting back eating the Cheetos off his belly.
Yeah, there would be a lot of malnutrition. You'd have a lot of pale people. If they're not getting their vitamin C intake, then they look like vampires. And it's just not good for their overall activity. Just their future. They don't learn how to talk to people. They're talking to people through a game. They're not even seeing these people.
Sometimes just screaming at people through the game.
See, screaming at people through the game. You're not actually interacting with folks. So say when that, you know, that e-gaming money dries up, then you're going to have to go get a real job, and it's going to be so hard to interview if you've never talked to a real person before.
And you've got a very good point. I mean,
he
talks about the money for it. It's just like professional sports. There's 2% of people that actually make a living doing this. Most people just pretend to be making a living doing it. Like, it's very hard. Like, it's hard to make money playing video games. So with that said, if you're not making money doing it, Steve, is that where your argument ends? Like, is it not a sport then if somebody is still just playing for the sake of playing it?
No, because what I said was the competitiveness in it, too. Anything that you could do competitively, whether you're making good money or not, you know, is considered a sport. Also, to go back to Doug's point about the malnutrition and, you know, things like that, I got to disagree. Bowling is considered a sport. You know, people do it competitively. There's bowling teams, team sport. They go hand in hand. There's a lot of people that bowl that, you know, aren't in the biggest shape either. You know, they're not great athletes. They're not, they know how to throw the ball down the lane and they do what they do and they can be pretty good at it. So you don't got to be in top physical condition to play certain kinds of sports. Not everything is going to be, you know, an NFL athlete or a baseball athlete or anything like that. Also, there's a lot of things that could be said about the younger generation, but one thing that you can say is that they're woke as fuck when it comes to health. So what used to be, you know, sit around, play video games and drink Code Red Mountain Dew and eat a bunch of Doritos has turned into, you know, sit around and play Halo while I eat my kale chips and drink my coconut water. So these kids that are, you know, bringing this into society and making e-sporting, you know, a thing, I don't think you got to worry about the health aspect of it because that is one thing that they know about.
All right, I have to cut in. So when it comes to the, you said there's competitions, there's teams. So you're saying anything that people compete in and are able to do, that's a sport. So in your eyes, American Idol is a sport. Those people are practicing, maybe in a basement, maybe in a garage, and then they're going in front of folks. Sometimes they do team competitions like that, The Voice, and they're going against each other. Is that a sport?
It's a competition for sure, but it's a competition for sure, but there's different ways you could label things like that. The American Idol thing, technically, yes, with the training that goes into it.
So that's a sport?
Whoa.
And certain aspects of it, yes. The way you define a sport, certain aspects of it, yes, they do have that. But that doesn't relate to e-gaming. You can't compare American Idol to e-gaming in the way, you know, that things are done like that.
I don't know. I mean, with what you're saying, though, so I don't watch those shows too much, but I do watch every once in a while you get the highlight clips of like that show, The Voice. And let's talk about like you're saying like things that you compete in can make it define it as a sport. What about the reactions that the event garners? Like The Voice, let's say, for example, you get a really great performance up there. People are going fucking nuts in the crowd. Everybody's hyped up. Hearts are beating out of your chest. You elicit the same kind of reactions. It's the reason, like you're saying, what you brought up earlier, you're talking about esports arenas. They literally fill up the Barclays Center for some types of video games where people come and watch. Now, there are some sporting events that don't draw full crowds. And they're not happening all the time. Like, I don't think, like, when's the last time you had a New York Mets game sell out? I mean, it's a way bigger stadium.
And 81 games a year.
Yeah.
E-gaming, Barclays.
What about the Jets? The Jets aren't sold out every year.
Well,
that's 8 games. You got 8 games a year. I'm just saying, if it's drawing this kind of reaction from people, doesn't that in and of itself maybe make it a sport?
Just because people show up, you go to a strip club on a Friday night, that place is packed to the brim.
Those girls are talented.
Yeah, just because you can shoot a ping pong ball from your hoo-ha doesn't mean that it's a sport.
I never saw that in person.
I think that makes you an athlete for sure.
Just because you have Kegels?
And the training, and the training,
Kegel that, exercises.
The training that goes into that has got to be very vigorous and intense, and I respect what they do. But yeah, you kind of got to go with the times. You're looking at what's popular right now. MLB, NFL, those types of people, they're having a lot of trouble getting the younger generation to sit down and watch a game for 3 hours. They're trying to figure out any way they can to make it shorter, draw people's attention in. Times are changing. And right now, with the younger generation, you know, e-sporting, I mean, is a thing.
Please stop calling it e-sporting. Let's call it video games. Let's call it video games.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, EA Sports, it's in the game, you know? Those are terms that I just know, but that's what's popular right now. And yes, the way that it fills arenas, the way that it fills Barclays Center, the way that people put time into it, the way that people compete, the way that people have leagues and, you know, things like that, that's where it is and that's what's happening.
Now, so with that said, I want to go back to, Doug had brought this up, I think, just in passing, but being able to develop conversational skills, being able to have relationships with people, I mean, we're kind of in that in-between generation where we were right on the cusp of, like, when video games became super popular, but at the same time, our parents kicked us the fuck out of the house and made us, you know, play and do things like that. Does it stunt your development as a human in terms of social interaction? Are you concerned about, and obviously I'm directing this more towards Steve here, are you concerned about, like, if you have a son and he's really into video games? Well, you could take your little brother, for example. The kid's really into video games and stuff. Luckily, he also plays sports, but if he didn't, if he was just inside all the time and...
He looked like a ghost.
Yeah, and he just, you could tell, like, he wasn't hanging out with his boys and stuff like that on the weekend and stuff like that. Does it concern you?
Yeah, but you got to define hanging out differently than we do these days. Like, sure. Here's the thing, like, socially, gaming is it's a social thing. When he's sitting there gaming, he's talking to 4, 5, 6, 7 different people at the exact same time. They're in party chats. They're playing the same game together. I actually saw a meme online the other day that said that these two guys had been playing video games together for 15 years on Xbox Live, and there was a picture of them, and it was the first time that they had ever met, but the guy was a groomsman in his wedding.
That's awesome.
So there is a social aspect there, for sure. You're not just sitting by yourself. You're not in a corner ignoring society and being like, I just need my video games. These are the way kids are hanging out these days. So I don't think that my future kid or my little brother or anybody else that does it is going to be socially awkward when they go on their first job interview, you know, if the e-gaming thing doesn't work out. No, because they're developing the same skills but just in a different way than we did.
That sounds like an ID-like special. The video game groomsman. And then he, like, kills everybody that weekend. But one thing I have to add, and I've been thinking about this the whole time, like, how can we think about this? So just think, like, we're at the bar, there's guys celebrating, like, a 30-year reunion. There's one guy talking about, man, remember the big game when I threw that touchdown pass? And the other guy's just slugging whiskey. And he's like, man, I was so good at Pong back in the day. Pong. Why couldn't they have it back then? Man, I would have been a Pong champ. So you're saying if Pong was in competitions, you'd say that was a sport, just going up and down.
I think if Pong was in competitions, we wouldn't be having this debate because we would have grown up thinking it was. Like, we would look at it from a different perspective.
Well, I'm sure they had those.
Absolutely.
But not the way and the capacity and the magnitude that we have it now.
The exposure. Yeah,
the exposure is huge with it. And if I went up to you and I was like, hey, you know, I got practice, or, you know, I play in this league. We're in first in our division. You'd ask me, what sport do you play? And I could tell you, hey, I'm doing this video game thing. I mean, Jeff, I'm sure they have leagues, right?
And then I would, like, go.
there's leagues and there's, you know, divisions and things like that, teaming and all that other stuff. When you start to classify everything like that, then yes, it is a sport.
Friendships is one thing. What about relationships with opposite sex, same sex, whatever, romantic relationships? Do you think those are stunted? Because, okay, talking to your friends on e-gaming is one thing. Being able to get a girlfriend, look somebody in the eyes when you're talking to them, these are different things.
Or you got to think, at these events, you're playing, you know, you're playing pickup basketball, a girl might go on by and be like, man, that guy's really, I love the way he's doing it. It's not like a girl is, like, getting sopping wet looking at a guy just play with his controller. That doesn't
That's
happen.
Not fair. You don't know that. That could happen. Like, there could be a girl hanging out in the bed waiting for, you know, some time, and she's watching her man play Call of Duty, and she's like, oh, God, that headshot. Like, do me now. Like, that happens. There are girls like that.
Even, like, scoping out, like, just watching Jeff's fingers across the table right now, I'm getting a little turned on. Like, that kid can probably hold a controller real well.
Yeah, I definitely can. Yeah, I know my way around a controller.
Give me a second here, boys.
He knows how to find the trigger.
So just getting back to a money aspect of it, too, in terms of sports. And obviously, the main big sports are just generate so much money. NFL, what's it last time? $19 billion business, something like that. There's a game called Overwatch. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it or not, but they have a pro league, and they expanded this year. To get into the pro league edition, the 8 teams pay $25 million.
You have to pay to get into it?
Pay to get into the league. You have to be able, and you have to give your players contracts. You have to give them health insurance. You have to give them all this stuff. They expanded 4 new teams this year. The teams had to pay between $35 and $60 million just to get in the league. Money like that getting thrown around. Doesn't that kind of give it a lot of credence to being a sport?
No, the Kardashians have that kind of money. Are they a sport?
They're people.
Yeah, but the Kardashians are just a reality.
They're competing.
What are they competing for?
Reality? You just said American Idol is a sport. That's reality.
No. The Kardashians, are a family of a bunch of freaking degenerates.
But they're competing for ratings.
But they're not putting their money into a corporation for a bunch of people to competitively do something.
But are you arguing for
they're
his
putting
point
their money into fucking
all competitions
Botox?
Are
no, I'm saying they're not. I'm just saying I don't believe that, but okay. I'm just going by he's saying that. You know, of e-gaming or whatever. The hell
yeah, but you're trying to say that you're trying to say that every rich person.
No.
Then why'd you throw the Kardashians out there? Just because they have the money, it doesn't mean, you know, what he's talking about is a corporation being built, like the NFL, like the MLB, like the NHL. All those things are being built with the type of money that are throwing around to go towards this competitive league that is a sport.
They even have an Overwatch World Cup.
Yeah.
So it's just like their Super Bowl, I'm assuming.
Right, yeah. I mean, they literally, the teams go back, because it's mostly Koreans, being honest. So it's like Korea always wins. But just things like that, events like that lead some credence to it. But I don't think we talked about it too much. I really want to get back into it. Like, are you guys concerned about literally being able to develop romantic relationships? Like, those are skills that you don't really get to.
I mentioned it, and I don't think that it is a concern. Those are skills that you can learn. You're acting like if a kid's a hardcore gamer that he is only possesses those type of skills. You still go to school. You go to school. You spend hours a day there. You're interacting with people that are, you know, face to face. And gaming doesn't have to be the only thing that you do. You know,
to be that good, yeah.
But if you're hanging out with your friends playing video games, are you going to start just like, dude, not for nothing. You remember, when we were kids, like chat rooms, cyber sex. Like, is it going to become a thing where kids don't ever leave their house? They can get fucking their jollies just sitting at their computer.
Listen, when we were asking ASL back in the day.
Dude, all the time.
ASL. We were asking that, did we still leave the house? Did we still leave the house? Of course we did.
Right, but.
But we weren't becoming professional gamers here.
And also, we weren't any prospects of getting laid over the internet either back then. That wasn't going
to
happen.
Well, that's the other thing. It kind of plays right in. Actually, that plays right into the gaming. You don't even have to be that good at looking somebody in the eye to find a girlfriend these days with all the apps that you have. I mean, all you literally have to do is send a message out, copy and paste to like 35 different girls, same message, reel in whatever you get out there. You don't need to possess all the skills that you're talking about, especially if you're spending the amount of time that you're spending trying to be a gamer.
But you're going to meet them, so you're just having that one good first paragraph in order to get them into a
you might
know,
be able to get in the door,
and then you don't even know how to order wine.
Why wouldn't they know how to order wine?
Because he doesn't know. He's playing video games.
So you're saying because they play video games, they don't know how to order wine.
Correct. He was bringing an Xbox controller, tried to hit buttons, it wouldn't work. I have two words. The only way they're ever going to get anything: sex dolls. That's the only way.
Real dolls, dog. Don't knock the real dolls, dog. Actually, knock the real
Eric,
ones. That's
Eric
great.
Just Eric just revealed.
I
something.
Can't afford those. They're like $3,000. I haven't looked into it.
Just use a pillow and a pillow and a knife. That's all you need. All
right, I want to start bringing it home here, boys. Are you guys ready for your closing arguments? Because we touched on a lot of different subjects. I think Steve goes first here because Doug opened it up. So Steve, sell me. I mean, sweaty, sporting, competitive, esports. Make it happen.
You said it yourself. This thing has turned into almost a $1 billion corporation already in a few short years. These kids are coming up. They're joining leagues. There is a lot of sponsorship money. There's a lot of things that are being thrown around. Jeff, you know, brought it in too. I mean, there is an Overwatch World Cup. This is all a competitive thing that people do in the world of games that is sporting. 100%, it's considered a sport. This is just where the world's going, you know, and like you said, it's kind of a little bit of old school versus new school, but you got to be able to open your eyes to what the world's turning into, and this is what the world's turning into. I don't think that kids lose any kind of social skills, I think they can go to, on a date and order a bottle of wine once they find somebody on, you know, OkCupid or whatever the case may be. I don't think that they lose the possession of those types of social skills that they need. But also, I think it gives kids another outlet. You know, if you can't make the football team, you didn't make the baseball team, but it kind of gives you a place to feel like you can belong to a team and you can play in a sport. And, you know, it also helps with self-esteem. So I 100% think the way that this is going, that it is a sport and there's nothing that can reverse it or be done about it.
That made me feel okay stupid.
Hey! That's how bad that was.
So again, is it, it's not a sport. There's no way it's a sport. Jeff said there's a gathering where there's this World Cup. Great. You know, in Everett, Washington, every year they have a Bigfoot hunting competition. Those are just people that want to hunt Bigfoots. They're not athletes. It's not a sport. There's no way that is a sport. Who cares if they have a team and they train and they've, I don't know what they're training for. It's not a sport. E-gaming is people that enjoy playing video games. It's a really, really lucrative hobby. That's it. There's no way it's a sport.
Can I say something?
Whoa, what's going on? Why is he talking?
It's happened in the past. With permission, I'm going to ask. Only if you've done it, I'm going to ask for permission. Can I say something?
It better be the best goddamn point you've made the whole time. This is so unorthodox.
I know.
I'm uncomfortable. Go.
It's happened before. Hunting Bigfoot is a fucking sport. And also, here's the thing. And the reason why I say this, when you go out into the wilderness with knives and cameras and tents and shit like that, where do you go to get all that equipment to go out there? You go to the sporting goods store. So I'm just throwing it out there. That's
you
all
can
I wanted
buy,
to say.
Wait, I'm going to have to rebuttal that. Wait, you can buy like chewing gum and bottles of water there. Are they sporting?
Well, that's little shit like when you're online. When you're going, I'm going to go to the sporting goods store. I need a tent. I need a knife. I need a buck knife. I need all this stuff to go out and hunt Bigfoot from the sporting goods store. So I'm just, I'm.
This is awesome. I feel like we really could keep going on this for a while here. And Jeff wants to chime in real quick.
You're
going to
hunt Bigfoot with a fucking knife?
Well, I'm saying.
I hope you're bringing more artillery.
Shram's not a hunter.
Nah, man, I'm
He's more of a gatherer.
I'm hardcore.
All right. Well, that was fucking excellent. All right. Well, let's sum this up here. I'm going to start it off with Doug. I still agree with you, and I love how we're talking about it. I agree with you way more in the relationship thing here. I don't think it's as simple as Steve is making it. Being able to look somebody in the eye is something that kids just simply don't do anymore, and that I think is a direct result of them just spending all the time just talking to people, not having to look at them as such. I hated, and I made that clear, that you said curling wasn't a sport specifically. I plan on retiring as a curler someday, so that's not very cool. And you made a little mistake when you thought that people who lack vitamin D, or I'm sorry, lack vitamin C will look like vampires. The sun is vitamin D. I don't want the children out there to get the wrong idea that we're not scientifically sound here on the podcast.
That's terrible. I lived in Portland, so I saw a lot of pale people.
That's true. Well, Shram? The competition aspect of what you're saying, I really enjoy. I obviously agree with a lot more of your points with it, but we'll have the argument here. I don't think anybody who's paid professionally makes them an athlete or makes something a sport just because that. American Idol is not a sport. Doug was very right about that. Cheerleading is not a sport, but that's another story for another podcast. And I got to mull this over for a second. The Bigfoot thing at the end here did not score either of you any points, if we're being honest on it. That was a waste of time.
Bigfoot awareness is huge.
Man, you're making this hard. I think it's very important that we recognize that the relationship part of it is where I'm leaning on this, but still, my heart is in one way, and esports are a sport. Steve, you win.
Flawless victory.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I guess it's game over for me. I still don't see
it's,
how it's a sport, but I'm gonna go with the judge's decision because I'm an adult.
Because it's final. The judge's decision is final.
Oh, no, it is. Yeah.
Anybody who's going to take on Bigfoot with just a knife is a winner in my book.
Hey.
Listen.
Just make sure we have cameras.
It's all good. Just go home. I think there's a Keeping Up with the Kardashians marathon on, and you can go check that out.
Get nice and sweaty.
Yeah.
I love you.
All right. Shram, how do you feel?
Amazing.
Well, that sucks. I guess I feel pretty okay, stupid. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast. Follow us on Twitter. We like to debate, and on Instagram @ It's Debatable Pod. Good night.